All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, advised us that one will not have all the characteristics of a pious believer if one does not show mercy and kindness to the young and respect the elders. Islam orders us to be respectful to the elders. Respecting our elders is a right upon us. Our elder brother in Islam is like our father. The young should respect his elder brother as if he is his father. This is the Islamic mannerism that Islam promotes and is accepted by Allah the Exalted. As for the one who does not respect his elders, he will not reach the high level of righteousness. Moreover, the one who does not show kindness to the young will not also reach the high level of righteousness. It is upon every single one of us to show respect to our mothers and fathers, as well as our elder brothers. Whoever selects this way of dealing with others will have a good ending. However, those who do not take heed to this, they will reap the dire consequences of their actions. We should all adhere to this religiously important matter, respect our elders and show kindness to the young. As to respecting our parents, this is even of greater importance. In Tripoli, Lebanon, a person abused his mother and kicked her with his leg. After doing so, his leg became like an elephant's leg, with an ugly and offensive smell coming out of it, to the extent that one would not be able to accompany him and sit with him. This infliction happened to him in this world because he harmed his mother. So one should speak to his mother using a low tone and kind words, as there is a great loss in doing otherwise. If fathers and mothers take good heed to observe and give attention to their children's religious needs by ensuring they are raised as being obedient to Allah and teaching them the essentials of belief and the religious judgments, they will be under the shade of the throne on the day of judgment, and the intense heat of the sun will not affect them. Some people will suffer from the intense heat of the sun on that day. On the day of judgment, there are no houses and no trees. Rather, the land will be flat. The one who is shaded by the throne will not suffer from the intensity of the sun. No matter how much worldly knowledge one might accumulate, one will receive except what Allah has destined for him. The rizq, sustenance, is divided and spread in accordance with what Allah has willed to be written in the guarded tablet. Rizq is not given by one's education. There are some who have 2 or 3 degrees certificates and are still unemployed. What is required of a person is to fear Allah by performing the obligations and refraining from what is forbidden. No matter what, one will be receiving the sustenance that has been destined for him. Furthermore, worldly achievements and sustenance is not assured by worldly education. Moreover, everyone will receive what Allah has destined for him before he was born. As to the guardian who takes due care, teaching religion to his children and raises them by giving this matter a priority over other matters, regardless of whether or not any worldly education has been added, and they comply with what they have been taught, then they will be on the straight path that leads to everlasting enjoyment. In this case, both parties will be benefited. Hence, one should embark on this winning trade that guarantees one's success by Allah's will, and Allah knows best.